Keynote speech by Ted Nolan at Blueprint for the Future, a First Nations youth careers gathering in Regina.
And I had a dream when I was a kid. I grew up in a small reserve in Northern Ontario, and my dream was to play in the National Hockey League. And I was very fortunate to see that dream come true, and that was my dream. But what's so important here is you finding your dream, finding out what you like to do. And then what you do is go after it, baby. And I think that's all we want in life. Everybody wants is an opportunity that we can do anything that we set our minds to. And I'm a big, strong believer in that. I never believed in the word can't, and I never will. You know, you hear all the poor boy stories. We didn't have indoor plumbing. And we didn't get electricity in our house until I was about 10 years old. And I never played in the best leagues. I never played traveling hockey. I never went to any power skating schools. I never went to any hockey schools. I played house league hockey. And somehow I still managed to make it to the National Hockey League. And a point there is you don't have to necessarily have the best to compete with the best. I think it takes a will. Whatever you want in your heart. And once you find that dream that you have, I mean, you got to live your dream and then go after it with everything that you got. And when I was coach or when I was playing, then I got into coaching and I ran against an article from one of the best coaches in the National Hockey League, and he had a great saying. He says, you have to learn to win with what you have or you don't win at all. Because what I find, a lot of people sit down and they cry about things that they don't have or cry about things that they would like to have versus working with the things you do have. Success to me is being the best person you could possibly be and working with the talent that the Creator give you. My mother was killed by a drunk driver when I was 21 years of age. She never had a really a so-called paying job, but she raised 12 children. And to me, that's very successful. And winning to me is very simple. Winning to me is being the best, doing the best you could do. There's many hockey games that I played, and there's many hockey games that I coached, and we might have lost a score, 4-2, 5-2. But I walked out of the rink knowing that we won because we did our best. So whether you play sports or whether it's a test, as long as you prepare yourself, as long as you study, as long as you did everything in your power to get ready for that test, whether you got an A or a C or a D, that doesn't matter. What does matter is you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I did everything in my power to be the best I can be. And that way, you'll never lose. You'll always be a winner. So whatever dream that you have to make certain sacrifices. And you have to make certain commitments to whatever you have, because dreams are real important, but dreams just don't happen. You just don't wake up poof tomorrow morning and you become whatever you want. It takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of preparation, it takes a lot of commitment. And believe me, if you work at it, it doesn't matter what you have and what you don't have, as long as you have the right will and the right preparation. So no longer do we have to just accept those jobs where we go to the, you know, before we just go plant trees and go fight fire. Now we can make the machines go put those fires out. And those bikes and all those things. So thank you very much.
Musical interludes between each selection are an excerpt from Choral and Shaker Dance, found on the Campbell Music Concert CD, 1995. The song is performed by Symphonic Winds. Composer, John Zedlick. Music director, Brent Gilioni. Producers, Brent Gilioni and Stuart Wilkinson.